Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson, and we'll be featuring jazz interpretations of West Side Story on the program in honor of the 50th anniversary of its debut on Broadway in 1957, all as part of our standard mix of jazz, ballads, and American popular song, coming up next on Afterglow. The Oscar Peterson Trio with Ray Brown on bass and Ed Thigpen on drums doing Maria from their 1962 Verve LP, West Side Story. David Bren Johnson here with you on Afterglow, and we'll be saluting the 50th anniversary of West Side Story on the program, playing jazz interpretations of Leonard Bernstein and Stephen Sondheim's score from Stan Kenton, Leah Delaria, Jackie Paris, Bill Sharlop, and also Dave Brubeck and Chris Connor. All of that coming up on Afterglow as we salute the 50th anniversary of West Side Story's Broadway debut, the movie not coming out until 1961. We'll also be hearing from a young Israeli saxophonist, Annette Cohen, and blues singer Jimmy Witherspoon, and pianist Red Garland. In this first set, we're going to hear from pianist Jackie Byard and singer June Christie. Also, a kind of unusual J.J. Johnson record, J.J. Johnson with Voices. And we'll start off with Nora Jones and Charlie Hunter. This is a cover of a song that was originally on Roxy Music's 1982 album, Avalon, a great make-out album of the early 1980s. And a few years ago, Nora Jones and Charlie Hunter recorded it. More Than This on Afterglow.
Hey. up with a stranger this evening after you turned me down. A sad looking Joe who chased me all over town. But when you're feeling lonely, you welcome anyone who offers you a shoulder to use. So I'm making friends with a stranger called the Blues. He was standing behind. That would seal my fate. He's setting you the score. He's been around before. When love has worn a hole in its shoes, so here I sit with a stranger. Play with E means I envy the so-and-so. So we ended a romance this evening. That bittersweet charade, 'cause you every rule we made. To you, our love became a stupid little game. No runs, no hits, one error. Guess who's? When I wound up with a stranger. Thank you.
Why wish me harm? Why not retire to a farm and be contented? Charming birds are free.
J.J. Johnson doing Cole Porter's Get Out of Town from the 1960 Columbia LP. J.J. Johnson, trombone and voices. Before that, we heard June Christie doing Mel Torme's A Stranger Called the Blues from her 1955 album Something Cool. Pianist Jackie Byard, before that, doing Spanish Tinge No. 2 from his CD Solo Strings. And we start off with Nora Jones and Charlie Hunter from the 2001 CD Songs from the Analog Playground, doing Brian Ferry's More Than This, originally recorded by Roxy Music in 1982 for their album Avalon. Music from a young Israeli saxophonist and some old-school blues jazz greats. That's just ahead on Afterglow. Saxophonist and clarinetist Anat Cohen has been getting a lot of attention in the jazz media lately. She's been championed by longtime jazz critics such as Dan Morgenstern, who wrote the liner notes for her new CD, Noir, and Nat Hentoff, who says she has the soul of Ben Webster in her playing. She grew up in Tel Aviv in Israel and got into jazz listening to Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald on her Walkman, and started to play a clarinet at age 12 and joined a Dixieland band. For the last few years, she's been playing with an all-female big band called Diva, and now she's put out two CDs, one of which is called Poetica and the other one called Noir. We're going to hear her playing an old Sun Ra Hobart Dotson tune. This is You Never Told Me That You Cared, Anat Cohen on Afterglow. Thank you.
for you, I'd slave for you, I'd be a beggar or a name for you. If that isn't love, it will have to do. Until the real thing comes along, I'd gladly move the earth for you to prove my love, dear, and its worth for you. If that isn't love, it will have to do. Until the real thing comes along. With all the words, dear, at my command, I just can't make you understand. I'll always love you, darling, come what may. My heart is yours. What more can I say? I'd sigh for you and cry for you. I'd tear the stars down from the sky for you. If that isn't love, it will have to do. Until the real thing comes along.
Thank you.
Pianist Red Garland doing I Know Why and So Do You from his 1957 album. Red Garland's piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Art Taylor on drums. Before that, Jimmy Witherspoon with Jay McShann and his band doing Until the Real Thing Comes Along from the album Going to Kansas City Blues, recently reissued by Mosaic Records. And we started off with tenor saxophonist Anat Cohen from her new CD, Noir, doing the Sun Ra tune You Never Told Me That You Cared. Jazz interpretations of West Side Story when we return on Afterglow. West Side Story made its debut in September of 1957 on Broadway. It grew out of an idea that Arthur Lawrence and Jerome Robbins had back in 1949 to write a modern story based on Romeo and Juliet. They were going to turn it into a musical called Gangway, later changed the title to East Side Story. It was going to take place on the east side of Manhattan and focus on a young Italian-American Catholic boy who falls in love with a Jewish girl who has survived the Holocaust and come from Israel to America. They ended up shelving it because they thought it seemed a little too much like Abbey's Irish Rose, and they didn't come back to it until the mid-1950s when reading news of gang wars involving Puerto Rican immigrants inspired them to take it up again. And the score was written by Leonard Bernstein and Stephen Sondheim, his very first ever Broadway show, and became a smash hit, ran for 732 performances, and got a Tony Award nomination for Best Musical, but it lost out that year to The Music Man. It's been interpreted by a number of jazz artists over the years. The first two to do it were Stan Kenton and Oscar Peterson. We're going to start off with singer Jackie Paris doing Tonight from West Side Story on Afterglow.
Tonight won't just be any night. Tonight there will be no morning star. Tonight I'll see my love tonight, and for us stars will stop where they are. Today the minutes seem like hours, the hours go so slowly, and still the sky is light. Oh moon, grow bright and make this endless day endless night. And and make this endless day endless night tonight
Something due any day. I don't know right away. Soon as it shows, making cannonball down to the sky, gleaming its eye bright as a rose. place. There's something just out of reach down the block on a beach under a tree. I've got a feeling there's a miracle too, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good, if I can wait. Something's coming, I don't know what it is, but it's gonna be great. Oh, with a click, with a shock, phone will jingle, door will knock, open the latch. Something's coming, I don't know what it is, but it's good. Catch the moon, one-handed catch.
Thank you.
Stan Kenton. Two selections from his 1962 album, Stan Kenton's West Side Story. We heard G. Officer Krupke and I Feel Pretty. The Kenton LP ended up spending 28 weeks on the Billboard charts and won a Grammy Award the following year for Best Big Band Recording. Before that, we heard Chris Connor singing Something's Coming with Ronnie Ball on piano, Mundell Lowe on guitar, Richard Davis on bass. That comes from the album Chris Connor at the Village Gate. The Bill Charlotte Trio before that, Doing Cool from the album Somewhere with Peter Washington on bass, Kenny Washington on drums, and we start off with Jackie Paris from the Song Is Paris Doing Tonight. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow. Coming up in the second hour of Afterglow, we'll have more jazz interpretations of the music from West Side Story, as well as music from Miles Davis, Benny Carter, and Bing Crosby with Al Jolson. To hear many more Afterglow programs, visit our website and click on the Archives tab at afterglow.indiana.edu. Coming up in the second hour of Afterglow, we'll have more jazz interpretations of the music from West Side Story, as well as music from Miles Davis, Benny Carter, and Bing Crosby with Al Jolson. To hear many more Afterglow programs, visit our website and click on the Archives tab at afterglow.indiana.edu.
In love with this not, I'll just die.
Trumpeter and vocalist Till Brunner doing Burt Bacharach and Hal David's song This Guy's in Love with You from his new Decca CD Oceana. The song was the number one hit for Herb Albert back in 1968. According to Robin Platt's Burt Bacharach biography, Bacharach had to alter the song somewhat for Albert's limited vocal range. The song was originally titled That Guy's in Love with You. David Brent Johnson here with you for a second hour of Afterglow with more of the music from West Side Story on the way. In this next set, we'll hear a Benny Carter instrumental from the recently reissued soundtrack for the 1966 movie A Man Called Adam, the first movie that Carter, who by then had worked in Hollywood for many years, received a full screen credit for. It starred Sammy Davis Jr. as a troubled jazz musician, allegedly based on Miles Davis, and it also had Louis Armstrong in its cast. We'll also hear the 1947 meeting of two vocal giants, Bing Crosby and Al Jolson. First, here's Billie Holiday with her 1939 Commodore recording of Yesterday's on Afterglow.
Days are new as you're a guest here today. Don't you think you ought to start this tune?
No, I don't think so, King. I may be a guest and all that, but I think you ought to start it.
Well, it was written a little before my time. I'm afraid it might date me.
Date you?
Yeah.
Don't tell me the first time you heard this song is when your mama had you on her lap, you know, listen to me singing.
Oh, no, no. I came to the show on a go-devil that
day. A go-devil?
Yes.
Well, Bing, look, let's stop this kid. And I think you ought to
start. No, you ought to start it, really.
No, you start it,
please. You
think so? Yeah, I think so.
Well, if you insist.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in here. Come on in here.
Oh, you dog.
Alexander's Ragtime Band. Come on in here. Come on in here. About the best band in the land.
Skate and play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you want to go to war. That's just the bestest band, what am. Oh, honey lamb.
Come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, up to the man. Who's the leader of the band?
And if you can hear the Suwannee River played in ragtime,
come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here, Alexander's Ragtime Band.
That's the mighty Xander himself playing it.
Oh, yeah, that's him. Ain't nobody else.
Boy, he's a riverboat man.
Riverboat? What do you know about riverboats?
Oh, I made many a happy buck on them riverboats.
Playing in the band?
No, no. Making four the hard way.
Two deuces, huh?
That's it.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Alexander Ragtime Band. Come on in here.
Well, here I come.
Come on in here.
I'm standing right here.
It's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. That's just the bestest band, what am. Oh, honey lamb.
Come on along.
Come on along.
Come on along.
Come on along. Let me take you by the hand.
Here's my lily white.
Up to the man.
The mighty man.
I'm talking about the man.
The leader of the band.
And if you can't hear that Swanee River playing ragtime. Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Alexander's Ragtime Band. Alexander's Ragtime Band.
A monumental studio meeting, 1947. Al Jolson and Bing Crosby doing Irving Berlin's Alexander's Ragtime Band. That comes from a really wonderful post-World War II jazz history compilation called That Devlin Tune, Volume 4, 1946 to 1951. Also available on Bing, his legendary years. Before that, we heard Benny Carter's Claudia from the recently reissued soundtrack to the 1966 movie A Man Called Adam. And we started off with Billie Holiday doing Yesterdays from the Complete Commodore recordings. More jazz interpretations of the music from Leonard Bernstein and Stephen Sondheim's West Side Story. That's up next on Afterglow. We'll be hearing from singer Leah Delaria as well as pianist Bill Sharlop, bandleader Stan Kenton, and the Dave Brubeck Quartet in this next set of music from West Side Story. West Side Story sort of had a rocky pre-production narrative to it. Leonard Bernstein was coming off of Candide, which had been a bit of a flop, so he wasn't feeling too comfortable, professionally speaking. And only 2 months before the show was to begin rehearsals in 1957, the producer, Cheryl Crawford, left. So there was a bit of a crisis situation. They did find a new producer, but Leonard Bernstein said that they were just running into a lot of obstacles. He later on said, "Everyone told us that West Side Story was an impossible project. No one, we were told, was going to be able to sing augmented fourths as with Maria. Also, they said the score was too rangy for pop music. Besides, who wanted to see a show in which the first act curtain comes down on two dead bodies lying on the stage? And then we really had the tough problem of casting it, because the characters had to be able not only to sing, but dance and act and be taken for teenagers. Ultimately, some of the cast were teenagers. Some were 21, some were 30, but looked 16. Some were wonderful singers who couldn't dance very well, or vice versa. And if they could do both, they couldn't act." Jerome Robbins insisted on 8 weeks of rehearsal instead of the customary four because there was so much dancing to be done in West Side Story, and Columbia Records initially declined to record the cast album, saying that the score was too depressing and too difficult. Of course, it went on to become a smash hit in 1957 and to be turned into a movie in 1961 as well. And its songs were recorded by a number of jazz artists. We'll start off now with Oscar Peterson doing Jet Song on Afterglow.
Thank you. boy got a rocket in your pocket. Keep coolly cool, boy. Don't get hot, 'cause man, you got some high times ahead. Take it slow and daddy-o, you can live it up and die in bed. Boy, boy, crazy boy, stay loose, boy. Breeze it, buzz it, easy does it. Turn off the juice, boy. Go, man, go, but not like a yo-yo schoolboy. Just play it cool, boy. Real does it. Turn off the juice, boy. Go, man, go, but not like a yo-yo schoolboy. Just play it cool, boy. Real cool. Real cool. Play it cool, boy.
classic Dave Brubeck Quartet doing Maria from West Side Story from the CD The Dave Brubeck Quartet Plays Music from West Side Story. Brubeck on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax, Joe Morello on drums, and Eugene Wright on bass. Recorded in February of 1960, actually beating Stan Kenton and Oscar Peterson, but the record didn't come out until late 1962. Before that, Stan Kenton from his version of West Side Story doing Something's Coming. We heard the Bill Charlotte Trio doing America, Charlotte backed by Peter Washington on bass and Kenny Washington on drums. Leah Delaria from her CD Play It Cool, we heard the song Cool, and she was accompanied there by Brad Meldow on piano, Larry Grenadier on bass, and Gregory Hutchinson on drums. And starting off with the classic Oscar Peterson Trio doing Jet Song from West Side Story, Ray Brown on bass, Ed Thigpen on drums. One last jazz performance from West Side Story, plus Miles Davis when we return for the conclusion of Afterglow. We're going to finish up the show with one of the most familiar themes from West Side Story, played by pianist Bill Charlotte. First, here's Miles Davis from the CD Four and More. It was a concert at Philharmonic Hall in New York City in February of 1964. He had Herbie Hancock, Ron Carter, Tony Williams, and George Coleman with him. This is There Is No Greater Love on Afterglow. Thank you.
Thank you.
We close with Bill Charlotte doing Somewhere and Miles Davis doing There Is No Greater Love from Four and More. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow, produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Our engineer is Jared Disbrow, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join us again for Afterglow.